Just a year ago, the focus was on what might happen after the end of March 2019. However, as that deadline is now history, any assessment of the picture presented by the speakers is for another day. Perhaps the annual conference next year, but I emphasise perhaps. I would like, however, to return to my final observations in the opening address at last year's annual conference in relation to the Commission's external links. As I stated, for many years, the Law Commissions of England and Wales, Scotland, Jersey and Ireland, and Northern Ireland when its Law Commission was in operation. It's no longer in operation, unfortunately. But the four nation law reform commissions have developed and maintained close working relationships. Those relationships were reinforced by an annual conference meeting of the commissions. This year, the meeting took place last month and it was hosted by the Law Commission of England and Wales. Once again, it reflected that the close ties between the four commissions are highly valued by each commission. On behalf of the commission, our commission, I reiterate that these ties will remain strong regardless of any form Brexit may take. One of the significant aspects of the commission's work since the last annual conference has been the approval by the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Justice and Equality, and subsequently on 20th March 2019 the approval without modification by the government of the commission's fifth programme of law reform, and I think you've all got a copy of it, and I think you'll find it very interesting. But in any event, each of the two themes being addressed at this conference reflects a project in the fifth programme. Our first session this morning is entitled Technology and Privacy in the Digital Era. As is recorded in the Commission's report on the fifth programme, the third project, Privacy and Technology in the Digital Era, which considers aspects of the impact of the digital era on the law, and that is very similar in terms of title, not precisely the same as the title of our first session this morning. But in any event, as long ago as 1998, the Commission published a report on privacy, surveillance and the interception of communications. That's as long ago as 1998. Obviously, the conclusions reached and the recommendations made in that report require reconsideration in the context of the internet era. The first speaker in this session, Dr. John Danaher, in his presentation on mass surveillance, artificial intelligence and new legal challenges, will point the Commission and indeed us all to the technological changes which have occurred since 1998 and how the law needs to be reviewed to address the implications of those changes. Staying with the third project, of particular interest in relation to the first session is that the report states that the project may, and I quote, examine a discrete area concerning the future impact of interconnected digital services, the Internet of Things, end of quotation. The example given in the report is that the development of autonomous vehicles and vessels is likely to have significant effects on the interaction between road traffic law or maritime regulations on the one hand and product liability law on the other hand. What we are to hear this morning during the first session will inform the Commission's approach to developing this area of the law, specifically by reference to road traffic law. Our second speaker in this first session, Moya Murdoch, who is the CEO of the Road Safety Authority, will, in her presentation, address the legal impact of autonomous cars. The second session, Reform of Sexual Offences Law, reflects the fifth project in the fifth programme, which is entitled Review and Consolidation of the Law of Sexual Offences. The report on the fifth programme lists eight specific aspects of the law which the Commission will review under the project. For example, the first is the definition of rape. However, this project concerns not only review of the existing law and its possible reform, but also the consolidation of the law on sexual offences. While there has been considerable reform of the law on sexual offences over the past 20 years. To take the most recent examples, the enactment of the Criminal Law Sexual Offences Act 2017, and that was further amended this year into 2019. It would undoubtedly be in everyone's interest if the wide-ranging and complex law on sexual offences was consolidated so as to be clear and accessible to all. A broad view will be taken of the fifth project this morning. The first speaker in the second session, Nolene Blackwell, who is the CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, will explore the extent to which the current sexual offences law has an effect on issues such as reporting of sexual violence and the attrition rate in terms of subsequent criminal cases. In his presentation, our second speaker, Commissioner Tom O'Malley, will deal with some of the issues likely to arise as the Commission embarks on its work on the fifth project. He will address the particular problems that can arise in this regard in connection with the prosecution of so-called historic child sexual abuse offences and some of the challenges in developing a comprehensive and coherent statutory code of sexual offences, especially in the light of the need to ensure that the law is kept up to date to reflect different forms of online abuse. Incidentally, it is intended that the Commission's work on the fifth project will commence immediately, as the Commission's report on knowledge and belief concerning consent in rape law, which was also in your pack, has been submitted to the Attorney General and was published last week. I have no doubt that my colleagues in the Commission and I will benefit greatly in relation to our work on those two projects from the presentations this morning, and that all of you will find them most informative. After the presentations, at about 12:15 p.m, we will have a Q&A session for approximately half an hour. We would welcome contributions and comments, and indeed questions, from you during that session. As always, the invaluable contribution to the work of the Commission from consultation is very much in my mind. And now I will introduce our first speaker. John Danaher is a senior lecturer in law in the Law School, NUI Galway. His research focuses on the ethical, legal and social implications of new technologies. He has a recently published book, Automation and Utopia, Human Flourishing in a World Without Work. This was recently published by Harvard University Press.